May 21st, from Patar, Questions and Answers. Is there not any way to be more active concerning the expansion of consciousness? Patar. Indeed, now we would say, the more you are searching, the more you are hurry-scurrying, the slower is the progress. You see, dear one, it is a grand dichotomy. Like everything on your plane, it is going with the flow of that which is life. It is to be. The greatest aligner of all is laughter. Play more, laugh more. It is true, you know. It is not do's and don'ts. You know there is no such thing as right and wrong. There is no such thing as good and bad, really. And in truth, there is no such thing as a wrong decision. Everything is a learning process, and that is why you are here, dear one. It isn't enlightenment. The more you search, the less you will find. Our woman, that is Jani, the channel, our woman has a very delicious saying, we are here for a good time, not for a long time. And it may be a good time. Much love and laughter, much dancing naked under the moon is what we prefer. To be delicious amongst your nature, to be in hearty fellowship, not to worry about enlightenment. As you worry about it, beloved, it will become further and further away. It is to know truly that you are divine expression, no matter what. And in truth, you are already enlightened beings. You just have forgotten. No good or bad, no right or wrong, no judgment. No judgment, dear ones. There is no God up there keeping a note about what you are doing. We say very often that humanity grew with the conception of a God who is an old man who sits in the clouds. And even when you are grown and intellectually you have dismissed this mythology, you still in your hearts, all of you, think that there is God up there in a cloud keeping tabs on you. Well, dear ones, I have hurry-scurried all over the sky and I've looked and looked and I have not found him. That which is God is who you are. You are grand God, goddess. That is who you are in truth. That is who you are. Questioner, but we suffer amnesia. Patar, indeed, but it is the merest veil. Now you see all that you need to do is to be as the beloved creature there who is not worried about God at all, but is having a perfectly wonderful evening, and that is pointing to the house cat curled up blissfully in the lap of the hostess. Next question is, when you say there is no good or bad, how do you plot your course for the future? Patar, without judgment, dear one. Next question. So if there be two roads to follow, judge neither, but follow which one? Patar. Do what makes your heart sing. You see where you are coming from? A place of love? How can there be a wrong decision? It does not matter. Do what makes your heart, makes the heart sing for the moment. You may decide a little further along that it is your heart's desire to do something else. Then you may. It is not that you must make a decision forever. Forever is a long time, beloved. And always you may change your mind. Now we are in understanding, certainly, that in your culture you are expected to make certain decisions in your life and have to live by them forever. Well, it does seem a trifle silly, does it not? It is not necessary. You may change whenever you wish, and that is all right. Now, we are not speaking in any way of social consciousness. And for many of you to do that which makes your heart sing may fly in the face of that which is social consciousness. And then you must decide which is more important, your own joy and happiness, or that which is for society. There is no right or wrong, only in the mind of humans. Now, let us not dismiss discernment. When we speak of non-judgment, we are not speaking of what is called lack of common sense. You may be discerning and you may say, I would prefer this or that. Judgment is indeed when you make something right or wrong, good or bad. Do you understand what I'm saying? Follow the heart, dear one. There is no wrong decision. How can there be? And that which is judged to be bad is usually that which is a result of fear. When you are to judge somebody for their behaviour, however that is, it is to know indeed that that person is merely a reflection of who you are. Next question. So seeing a quality in somebody else is really seeing a part of yourself. Is that what you mean? Patah, indeed. Now it is for you to understand this, that in all of your lifetimes, thousands and thousands, you've been everything. You've been that which is murdered and that which is the murderer. You've been the conquered and the conqueror. You've been the slave and the enslaver. You've been the rapist and the raped. You've been the child and the child molester. There is nothing that you have not been. You have been it all. So it is for you to remember this and to understand what pain and what agony and what incredible fear is behind actions that are not of love, not of compassion. And even in this lifetime, there are aspects of every one of you which you would certainly prefer that nobody else would know about. But you see, there is no judgment. All of you are created from the thought of God, Goddess, the All That Is. Every facet of who you are is an expression of that, else it would not be. Questions? Questioner. My question concerns manifesting. How is it that one's attempts at manifesting work only sometimes and at other times not? Patah. Now, this is a very good question. At this time, there is much written and spoken of among your people in terms of manifesting. And you are told to do affirmations, to say, this is what I desire. I desire to bring forth such and such. Indeed, if you do it often enough, it will come. Now, you may speak forth the words, however, dear one. The bottom line is that you manifest by embracing thought with emotion. If you are desiring much affluence of coin and each day on awaking, you say, I desire to bring forth much abundance of wondrous money. And if indeed it does not come, then it would behove you well to look at why. Now we use money as an example because it is indeed a great obsession with humanity. And we would ask you this, what do you really think about money? Now, we hear many things that people are saying about money. And indeed, our woman was speaking of this in the days past. And it was a very good exercise because she wrote down what she thought and said about money. And she was amazed. It was the bloody money. There is not ever enough of it. It is never there when you need it. You have to work for your money. Money does not grow on trees. Money is the root of all evil. Does it sound familiar? And then you wonder indeed why it does not come when you are asking for it. Now we would also ask you to consider this. Money is an idea construct. In truth, it is a symbol. It is energy. It is a symbol of consciousness. You really use it as an exchange indeed. However, because of how you feel about it and what you think about it, it can be likened unto an entity. Do you understand? Now, if you are putting forth the belief that it is not there and you really do not like it, Another very good one is that money is not spiritual, and if you are truly spiritual, then you are above money, and you should not have it. So if you are pushing it away from you, how can you expect it to come to you? So what I am really saying about this is to look at bottom line belief structures. It is your beliefs which structure your whole reality. Let us look at relationships. Many of you who are not in a relationship, we would say a marriage or a love relationship, desire grandly to have a wonderful lover, but one does not come. So you are putting forth the desire, I desire to have a wonderful lover. But what do you really believe about love? The bottom line is you believe that love hurts, that love is pain, because that is truly what you know. You believe that a relationship does not last. You have all of these beliefs about love, and then you wonder why it does not come to you. Do you understand? So when you are desiring something and it is not manifesting, take your paper and write down on one side of the paper what you want. On the other side of the paper, write what you believe, and you will be very surprised. Thought embraced by emotion manifests your reality. Belief structure, that is all it is, your beliefs. They are the building blocks of your reality. You believe that the floor you are standing upon is solid. It is not. You believe that the wall is solid, that you may not walk through it. It is not solid, beloved. It is your belief, and it is a common belief of humanity, solidity. You believe that your earth is solid. It is not. There are grand civilizations living beneath your earth. If your scientists would probe many miles into the earth, they would find it is solid, but truly it is not. It is only the belief. The civilizations who live beneath your earth are indeed of another space-time continuum. But they are indeed there. It is merely that you believe they are not. That which is your earth is truly not solid, even beneath its own entity. Your whole reality is fluid. There is truly not very much difference between that which is air and that which is water or earth. Common belief makes it so, which is very good, dear one. If it were not so, it would be very messy. Idea construct, the beliefs held by humanity also evolve, and in this state of fluidity we will speak, for instance, of the physical entity of the one who was upon your earth, named Yeshua ben Joseph, the Christed One. Now, about that which is your religion, we would say at this juncture that we are not really in approval of the religion upon your plane, because it has been a structure for great enslavement, but that is on the side. The one who was the entity, Yeshua ben Joseph, really does not bear much relationship to that which has become the idea construct in these 2,000 of your years. However, the idea construct is valid. It has created an entity who in its own lifetime was nothing like compared to what has become the idea. It is no less powerful for all of that. There is nothing in your reality that you perceive, and indeed that you may think, which is not valid. Everything is valid, and everything is divine expression, even when you do not approve. This is discernment. You understand that indeed there are many modes of behaviour, of belief structures, which are perfectly valid, yet not for the greatest harmony for humanity or for the planet. However, that which you invalidate, you empower. It is like fear. That which you fear, you draw to you. Humanity believes that thought belongs in the head and has no reality outside of the head. But it is not so. Thought is energy wave. It has what you would call electromagnetic energy, drawing to itself whatever it is comprised of. The universe does not judge whether it is good or bad. It simply is. As a thought goes forth into the universe, so you co-create your reality. If you are putting forth a thought embraced by the emotion that you desire such and such, the whole universe would rearrange itself to create it. In that fashion, you draw to you the people who indeed are of like desire. There is no such thing as an accident. There is no such thing as a coincidence. It is all created, co-created indeed. So there are many who would say, what of an accident where a child walks in front of a vehicle and is killed? And what of the parents of the child, and indeed the one who is driving the vehicle, and the family of that one? How is it that they would desire to create something so horrific for themselves? How is it that a child will create a birthing in a country where it will die of starvation? Indeed, it is for the experience. You see, there is no such thing as death in truth. It is a grand illusion. As we have said before, it is not one life, it is thousands upon thousands of lifetimes. And outside of this space-time continuum, they are concurrent. So you may say that if the lifetimes were drawn, as you would draw a line on a piece of paper, and you are looking down upon it, you can say the one looking down is called the soul energy, looking along the line at lifetime after lifetime. But in truth, there is no past and there is no future. There is only now. Now we are in understanding that it is very difficult for humanity to understand lifetimes as concurrent, as being simultaneous, as happening all at the same time. But you see, it would be very difficult for you if there were not, in this state of consciousness, time as you understand it. And indeed, on other planets and galaxies, there is also time, but it is a different time. And also there is knowledge, because those of the star people may travel through time as you understand it. So they may also see what you understand as your future. Although do not ask us about your future, because we are not soothsayers, and indeed, you create your reality moment by moment. Now, I do know there are questions about this, so please ask. So I will stop there, as that is enough to digest, but it's all about perception, isn't it, and experience in this reality. God bless you all for now.